Packed into the gym of the local high school, East Palestine residents didn't hold back. They had gathered together looking for answers, hoping to hear from the number of authorities involved in cleaning up the mess. But representatives of the railway company Norfolk Southern, whose train was carrying several toxic chemicals, didn't show up. They cited concerns about the growing physical threat to their employees. With many people in this village still living in temporary accommodation, questions remain over the safety of the air and the water. Sally Patterson, East Palestine.